shouting every week, Louis van Gaal's army! Louis van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing?
3 points. Watford recap. We're here to bring you the good news. Manchester United did the business. Jose Mourinho, effective tactics away.
3 points, baby. Back to winning ways. Probably should have had more than 2 goals. Matic got sent off.
Nervy stuff at the end there.
Oh, wouldn't be a Mourinho win without having nervy stuff at the end. But, sir, confidence is boosting. You know, we got a big game coming up on Tuesday. Everything to play for.
Finally, some Pogba posts on the social media, having fun with the United crew. Fred, Lukaku, everyone jamming to some hysterical music after the win. Again, we're here to recap the EPL match at Vicarage Road. Manchester United 2, Watford 1. Jose picked the patented 4-3-3 lineup. Dave saves in net. Valencia right back. Smalling, Lindelof, and Young. Pogba, Fellaini, Matic midfield. Again, we called that last week. Lingard, Lukaku, and Sanchez up top. Sir, what do you think about this lineup away at Watford? They came out hot. 4 games on the toss.
I think I got it, sir. I think I picked every team member of that lineup. I think I might have called Shaw because I was hoping he was going to make it back into the fold. Didn't make it back. Young did a decent job, but that's, dude, 4-3-3, that's a pretty strong team. You shouldn't have a problem beating Watford, even though they have gone, they'd gone unbeaten before this game. But I was feeling pretty confident, sir. How are you feeling going into this game?
Solid lineup. Jose didn't change much other than Ashley Young coming in. Makes a ton of sense. It's just Fellaini, if he could shore up the defense. Lindelof, I always feel a little concerned there. And I also knew Ashley Young wouldn't do as much going forward, but he would contribute on the defensive side. Either way, it was a coin toss. Watford is in form. You're playing them in their house. Sir Elton John Stand.
The famous.
And I was a little nervous going in this match. Watford, for some reason, they didn't come out too hot. I think we were able to impose our will. And when you look at the roster, you see Big Luke, Sanchez, Pogba, Matic. You know, those big players got to step up. And they did. And when they do, we can beat any team anywhere. It's just the attitude of the players coming out.
It's the attitude of the players coming out, and it's just keeping up that enthusiasm, keeping up the work ethic for a whole game, right? We've shown 20 minutes of great football, a half of great football, but it's about having two halves of great football, putting a team down. I mean, I would call this a half of great football.
I would call it a half of great football. Let's jump into that good half. First half at Vicarage Road, second minute, we didn't have to wait too long. Young found Lukaku with a nice ball in to the box, but Foster came out, cut down the angle, and Lukaku snuffed the chance. Great stuff from United coming out of the gate.
Foster had a good game, keeping that record of former United players having a good game, and he certainly did.
Always steps up against the former team.
Former club, you know, the youth academy grad, but this was something we would see all day. You know, Young, he had some good moments, he had some not so good moments, but he certainly had some good balls into Lukaku. I think Lukaku could have had a hat trick. Pogba could have had a hat trick. But we're certainly creating opportunities, and we created them early, so that was good to see.
Yeah, Young was really effective from a crossing perspective. Doesn't bomb forward as dangerously as Luke Shaw does, but he did play a role for us. 16th minute, Dave saves. Didn't take too long. We called that on the last pod. Dave would have to be in form for us to get 3 points here. Fellaini fails to clear the ball, and Deeney had a rocket of a shot from inside the box, and Dave fingertip stuff from the Spaniard. United's number one.
Number one for a reason, number one in the world for a reason. Fellaini, this is one of the few foots wrong he had all day, especially from defense. He had a couple passes that went awry when he was trying to press forward, but on defense, he was pretty solid, except for this. But fortunately, we got a hell of a goalie in David De Gea, who can't seem to find a shot he doesn't want to save.
Has yet to sign that bumper deal, so everyone keep their fingers crossed. 24th minute, another great chance for Manchester United. Great ball in from Matic to Sanchez, who finishes coolly, but the flag is up and he is offside. So Sanchez almost broke the drought. I could see he was offside, but I was keeping my fingers crossed the official would not catch it. But Sanchez desperately needs a goal for United.
Dude, luck is ready to drop. You know, I watched the game again last night, watching the highlights again today before we do the pod. He was right there almost on every goal, ready to score. So he's doing all the right things. He just needs a couple goals to quiet down the naysayers.
Yeah, in the 31st minute, some more vintage Sanchez. Beats two men, takes on another, and he actually has an amazing shot from an awkward angle, almost top corner, but Foster was to the wiser, saves it with his right hand and parries it away. Sanchez looking real sharp when he gets in and around the box. And in the first half, he was doing a job, right? Luke Shaw wasn't there to support him on the left-hand side, but he was able to kind of cut in, grab the ball, and look dangerous. But after the match, a lot of people kind of slating Sanchez, despite some of these chances. He's not on the score sheet, but chance creation is there.
He's not on the score sheet, but if you're watching the game, he's involved in a lot of the good stuff United were doing, a lot of the fast breaks, a lot of the good build-up play. And you have to remember, he's been used to playing next to Luke Shaw all season, which certainly helps. You're playing with a different type of left back in Ashley Young. He didn't really get as forward as much, only a couple times in the game. Was effective in the corners with his crossing, but it takes something away from Sanchez. His like 1-2 punch is not the same he's had all season. So I thought he played a pretty good game. Gave the ball away a couple times, which is standard Sanchez, but I thought he created quite a bit. Could have had a goal or two and could have had an assist or two.
I also like the instinct. His instinct is to take on a man, go for goal, and he's dangerous. That chance at 31st minute showed that. 34th minute, breakthrough, goal, Big Luke. After a free kick, the ball pings around the box, falls to Ashley Young, who puts it in the right spot, on the money. Lukaku kind of chests it into the far post. Hey, didn't look pretty. We will take it. United, 1-0, Vicarage Road, exactly what the Reds need.
Oof, good goal. Well-deserved goal. Yeah, the Pinks. But Lukaku showing that poacher instinct. You know, that's what he gets a lot of credit for, just being a poacher. I think he's a lot more than a poacher. But you saw it here, man. He was right where he needed to be, and he got in that critical touch, which is all it took to get the ball past Foster.
Yeah, and similar to the Matic to Sanchez chance that was called offsides, ball went out wide. Strikers, I mean, all the forward players, Lingard, Sanchez, Lukaku, reset right on the back line and get the ball in right behind the defense. You're going to create chances. You're going to create goals. And I really like to see that pattern of attack in the first half from United.
Dude, we're certainly creating chances. We're certainly not playing boring football. I don't think we played boring football in the first half of this game. So
not at all.
Sure, and we didn't have to wait long for the next goal, right? 38th minute. Goal from Mike Smalling.
Mike Smalling,
you can beat me to it. Corner finds Fellaini, who heads into Smalling right in front of the net. He parries it down on his chest like he's Chris Messi Fellaini. but like chested like a perfect boss and finishes it unbelievably so. Really a great goal from Smalling. I didn't know you had it in him, sir.
A few pods ago, we actually talked about Chris Smalling and how our defense is in shambles. You got the Jones, you got the Lindelofs of the world, you got the Bae, he's always injured. But the one thing about Mike Smalling, I will say, he does have an eye for goal. Scored the winner against City last season. Yep. He does get forward. He does know how to finish. And in a defender, if he's going to look shambles at the back, he might as well look good going forward. So big ups to Mike Smalling for pulling this one out of his arse, I would say.
Hell of a goal, dude. Hell of a goal. But you know what? The good thing about being able to score a goal on the front end is that the game's a confidence game. You know, this will only help for his confidence. That haircut, I don't know what that's doing for his confidence, but he's channeling something.
I don't know.
And this is a terrific goal, bro.
Terrible haircut. Worst haircut I've ever seen on a pitch.
I've seen worse. But that's an expert goal. He deserves all the credit for that one, right?
Who has a worse haircut?
I mean, you can go back.
Can't even think of one.
I mean, some of those bad. Like, balding blonde. You know. I have to go back to the archives, but there are some worse ones.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's a mare of a haircut, but hats off to Mike Smalling. Clinical stuff here. Finding the net, chest and falling up on his left foot. United rolling, 38th minute. We think time to ice Watford. The crowd is taken out of it. Huge task to do away. Take the crowd out of the match, because the Watford crowd, when they were singing in the second half,
they get yippy.
We were shaking in our boots. Jumping in at 46th minute. Pogba should have killed the game. Amazing chance. Lingard finds Pogba with a great cross at the far post, but he shot it right into Foster. You could say it's a great save or great positioning by Foster, but man, that should have iced the game in the 46th minute. Would have felt much better going out 3-0. Either way, United had lots of ball and pressure towards the end of the second half. Pogba with a few good chances in the last 10 minutes, and we were fit and firing.
Dude, we look good. This is how you should come out against a Watford team. You know, they won their first four straight. We obviously didn't have a great start to the season, but you should be putting Watford to the sword with the team that we put out there. You know, the front 11, the 11 that you have is a pretty good team, and it should be able to crush a Watford. So if we had come out with the same intensity that we did in the first half and the second half, this would have been 4-0. But instead, getting the second half, man, it was a slower start from United, and they kind of sat back and let Watford just go with it a little bit more.
Yeah, this is one of those attitude items. It's the intangibles on the field. When it comes to finishing a game, we don't have that killer instinct like legendary United sides. Like, looking back under Sir Alex, everyone knew their job. We couldn't let them back into the game. 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in football. And I'm saying this to myself at the end of the first half. And I was like, we're definitely going to make it interesting by the end of the game. If we don't get that third goal, which we didn't, it's going to get interesting. And it did in the 65th minute. Goal, Watford. United get caught sleeping in cruise control. Great buildup from Watford. But the defense is caught ball watching. And Gray is wide open in the box and has a screamer pass to Gea in the top right-hand corner. So we let him right back into it. The crowd was ripping after this. And, man, I was a little nervous.
Dude, rightfully so, because we were in control until we're not. And I'm going to point fingers, but Mr. Paul Pogba, bro, was sleeping, should have been running back, should have been in the box. But either way, defenders are ball watching, and dude,
I'm not going to blame Pogba on that one. I'm going to agree to disagree here. I think it was Sanchez actually should have gotten back. Either way, it was a man like left hanging, and it was a great pullback. And how many times have we been scored on the pullback this season? So
quite a few.
It's one of those things where you got to batten down the hatches. You have to know Watford's going to come out swinging, and we got to get compact. Like Josie was on the sideline, get compact, you know, go into a challenge, absorb the pressure, and distribute the ball.
We kept giving the ball away, and the best we looked was when we let them have the ball, and then we try to counter. And we should have scored. We should have scored a couple of times in the counter.
Yeah, it was desperate stuff. Like Matic was hoofballing it up to no one. Fellaini was doing the same thing. We were just trying to get rid of some of the pressure. And at the end of the day, we got to be able to absorb the pressure and then counterattack. But Lukaku wasn't able to hold it up for that. I want to say between the 50th minute and around the 75th, that was really shaky stuff. Crowd in it at Vicarage Road, back against the wall, and they easily could have tied it up.
They could have. We made the sub in the 71st minute. We brought Martial on for Lingard.
Mean mugging Martial.
Yeah, a player that a lot of fans have been calling to see a lot more of.
What'd you think? What do you think,
average. And then 78th minute, United on the break. Valencia finds Lukaku, who should have passed earlier. Finds Sanchez with the ball, but he has really no time to finish as he gets clattered by the defense. But we're looking dangerous on the break, sir.
Yeah, good ups on Lukaku on the counterattack. I mean, another chance, 80th minute, Martial, almost one-on-one. I'm not going to blame him here. You seem to slate him, but it was a coming together between him, the defender, and the goalie. It was well covered. But yeah, he had a chance to beat a man, was not able to pull it off.
Yeah, I'm more slating him for his general lack of effort, considering he only played for 20 minutes. The fact that he wasn't running, didn't play for the France team, has energy for days because he hasn't been doing anything besides practicing.
He's not a defender.
Not a defender, but you're up by one goal away. You know how important these 3 points are. Certainly didn't look like he gave a shit.
Yeah, he's all about himself.
There you go.
84th minute, Mourinho brings on McTominay for Sanchez. Great sub at the time. I was a little worried about McTominay coming in the match at this point because he hasn't had a lot of game time in the first team in the EPL, and bringing him in such a critical situation, I thought it might be a little too much for him, and he didn't really come off too well. Looked a little shaky. His passes were errant, created this big chance, and Lukaku ended up covering for him. But I think McTominay needs to go out on loan. I think that'd probably be the best for him. Herrera might have been a better sub there. What do you think?
Herrera probably would have made more sense in hindsight. I mean, it's lucky that the opportunity he gave up to Watford didn't bite us in the ass, but you shouldn't be giving off errant passes after the 80th minute as a midfielder.
But Lukaku, what an effort, tracking back off that errant pass. I mean, the comments Lukaku had this week, the effort he shows going back for United, an effort that is not mirrored by Pogba or Martial, for that matter, I say he's probably our next captain.
We'll see what happens, sir. We'll see what happens to Paul, Dave, but he's definitely got captain material, and he's definitely...
He's in for the long haul. Love Lukaku.
Dude, he's a
great player.
He's a workhorse. He's a talent. He's only going to get better. I think he's going to score score goals eventually by the gobs. He's not there yet, but he will be.
He's got to be up there.
Yeah, I think he's going to be bagging him in, like, you know, golden boot style within the next couple of years. But he is, 90th minute. He's been running all game, and he runs back and makes that huge tackle. So,
big ups to Big Luke. 92nd minute, buy-on for Valencia. Yeah, Valencia, take your time walking off the field. Love that.
Attaboy.
Cheeky stuff from the Ecuadorian national. 93rd minute, second yellow to Matic. Matic, professional foul going back. It was a dangerous attack from Watford, but second yellow, and we will miss him for the Wolves match next weekend. So
we will miss him, but we got to be able to do the business at home against Wolves.
94th minute, the free kick from Matic led to a nervy set piece. You know, I'm like thinking United's defense is going to blow it big time. And Cabasele was found. Amazing header, but De Gea pulls another world-class save. Leads to another corner kick, which then screams right through the box. Doesn't hit anyone. Game over, full-time. United 3 points. But again, David De Gea, the man, the number one, the keeper, saving the 3 points. Where would we be without De Gea? How many 10th place finishes will we have in the EPL over the last 5 years without him?
We'd have quite a few, sir, I reckon. I think we'd have quite a few.
If the you difference maker. That's his new nickname.
Dude,
the
he has been, maker. Bro. He's like, he's the only, one of the only goalkeepers that wins you points on a routine basis. Not every once in a while. Every week, bro, he's out there winning us points. We would have had some really ugly finishes, you know, under Moyes, under Van Gaal. We would have been finishing below 10th, probably.
And he shouldn't even be on our team.
He probably shouldn't be on our team.
Machine.
But he is the best player on our team, one of the best players in the world, and certainly the best goalie in the world. So we love you, Dave. Sign the contract. Whatever, hey, give him whatever he wants.
Huge win. Huge 3 points. I would say one of the most critical games we've played in a long time. Obviously, it's only the fifth game of the season, but if you look at our schedule coming up, having 9 points, looking at the table, looking at where we are and where we could have been, losing away at Watford, I mean, this was big. This is results business. It isn't easy on our hearts as United fans, coming down the 94th minute, free kicks, crazy saves, but again, a win's a win, and we live another day in the league, and I mean, I could be more proud of my team. They pulled together, and the win, you could see on social media, everyone having a good time. What this does for morale is huge. There's no more Mourinho haterade in the press. They've kind of shut up after crisis mode, second game of the season. We were in absolute crisis mode. So team really banding together after this win. Critical 3 points for Manchester United.
Sir, it's all about the result. And the result is 3 points. And the result is another victory. And the result is more momentum, more goals. We should have been a clean sheet.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Can't get everything, dude. Should have killed them off in the first half, but we didn't. But that being said, this is an important win. We got to keep that momentum going. We got to beat the fuck out of Young Boys away and Burn coming up on Wednesday. And then bring it home on Saturday against Wolverhampton. And keep doing the business, bro. Keep building that momentum until we play Chelsea and then Juve in October.
Woo, some big teams, some big matches coming up. Jumping into the match stats of the match. Possession, Watford, 43%. United, 57%. Shots on target, Watford 5 to United 6. So pretty even on shots, but United had a little more of the ball. That's probably not the case in the second half. Lukaku has scored 3 and assisted 2 in 6 Premier League appearances versus Watford. He has their number. And Manchester United have been shown a red card in consecutive league games for the first time since September 2014. So we got a habit for red, and that is not good given kind of the key players we need in our team.
It's not good because there are two big players in Rashford and Matic. But
Fred's going to feature now, right?
Fred is certainly going to feature against Wolves, and it'd be very – I mean, I think Matic will play on Wednesday, but – Romelu Lukaku has scored 20 goals in 39 Premier League appearances for Manchester United. Only three players have reached 20 goals for United in fewer games than Big Luke. And they include RVN, Rod Van Nistelrooy, with 26 appearances and 20 goals, which is pretty impressive. 32 appearances for RVP and Dwight York, Yorkie, 34 appearances to get to 20 goals. So Lukaku is a big company there, bro.
Hell of a list. Took him 39, a little longer than those talismans, but he's on target. He's very consistent for the team and emerging as a leader, which is as valuable as anything. Ruud van Nistelrooy wasn't quite that RVP wasn't so much, but Dwight York a little more. And also, Watford have lost 13 of their last 14 matches against Manchester United in league competition, with their solitary win coming at Vicarage Road in September 2016, and that was 3-1 Watford. Also, Mike Smalling has ended up on the winning side in all 11 Premier League games, which he has scored the joint best such record in the competition, which is tied with Ryan Babel at 11. So, man of the match, sir, who was your man of the match at Vicarage Road?
Sir, I'm going to have to say Mr. Big Tree Fellaini.
Yeah, it's easy. It's an easy one to pick, right?
Well, he was good. Dude,
he had the assist.
He was involved in both goals to a certain extent. He did a great job shoring up the back, right? Made Lindelof and Smalling look good. He had a couple errant passes going forward, but at the end of the day, I think he was the best player on the pitch for Manchester United, other than David De Gea. Obviously, De Gea had two like world-class saves in this game, but David De Gea wins a lot of Mans of the Match. I think Fellaini deserves it.
I'm going to say Big Luke, right? Got the first goal, breakthrough. That's huge for the team. And then the challenge coming back in the 90th minute. I mean, really showing that he understands what this means to the team, the moment, situational awareness that he had to get back, he had to track back and put in the effort. And I think he should be our captain, or he's emerging as the next captain for Manchester United.
He's certainly on my short list, sir.
Hey, like talking about man of the match after we get 3 points. Post-game quotes from the manager, Mourinho, quote, "They are a good team. They know how to create problems for the top teams. And I told the players at halftime, sometimes I'm sorry we don't have a camera in the dressing room, because I told them what exactly happened, that it could be a match to win 4 or 5 nil or be in real trouble. In the second half, we just decreased our intensity. Then the goal had happened. Then the game was open."
Sir, Mourinho knows what he's talking about. It's true.
He told him exactly, hey.
I went into halftime feeling the same way you did, sir. It's like you look at that game, you say, we could totally roll them, or we could totally let them back into the game, and we let them back into
the game. More likely, we'd let them back in the game.
Which we did.
The American Red Devils headlines from the match. Fellaini continues to impress. Like you said, he's the man of the match. Pog drama no more, ? Pogba having a blast on social media with United after. That's good to see.
Finally saw him in a United kit, which is the first time I've seen in a while from his social media.
Exactly. And will Sanchez ever come due? A little drought for the Chilean. I think he's hitting a little patch. He's not on the score sheet, but he's putting in all the effort, and he should still feature. Although Mourinho hooking him every game. I like getting that intensity out of the Chilean when he comes off. He does not like being subbed.
I don't think that's bad for him, though. I think Mourinho knows exactly what everybody needs. Sanchez has been playing well. He gives the ball away too much for some people, hasn't scored enough goals for some people, and I agree with that. He's got to score more goals, but I think he's showing a lot of effort, and I think he is going to come due. But this will motivate him. Pull him at even the 81st minute getting pulled when they're trying to conserve a one-goal lead. It still pisses him off.
Yeah, for McTominay. Who would have thought? Twitter reaction, Anna_MUFC. I said a few months ago I felt Lukaku was the hardest working striker in the league, and I got abused for it. But I would like to know what other striker would sprint 50 yards in the 89th minute to make a tackle for their team. Love the guy. I mean, this is exactly, you know, what dreams are made of, sir. Big Luke.
Dude, he's scoring a 6'4 beast of a man who can also, with a great left foot, who's fast as shit, and will also go back, track back, and play defense for his manager. Who wouldn't love Romelu Lukaku, dude?
Hey, some say he has a concrete touch, but that's for another day.
I haven't seen it recently.
Hey, at Rob Dawson, ESPN, Jose Mourinho asked about Chris Smalling's goal, replied, "The only thing I don't like about Chris in this moment is his haircut." There
Seconded.
You go. So Chris, or Mike Smalling, as I would prefer to refer to him as, the preferred defender right now at Manchester United. Who would have thought? I mean, he's scoring goals, looking good at the back, and I'm glad to see Fellaini slotting in there has helped our defense out. We haven't been talking about the defense recently, and that is a good thing. Next tweet, at Best Canton 7, Jose showing passion at Man United, playing great football. Our away fans are always awesome. Fans singing Jose Mourinho, hashtag I love United. Hitting the nail on the head. All is well at Manchester United these days, sir.
Until it isn't. Until it isn't.
Until it isn't, so.
We keep winning, dude. No one gives a shit. No one cares about Pog drama. No one cares about Martial. No one cares about Mourinho. Second you lose, second you drop points, the world is ending, bro.
That train keeps on trucking, and it's actually good that we're not talking about Pogba's comments to the press. So,
what comments? Talking about the win, baby.
He might be coming out this week. You never know.
Yeah.
But hey, sir, you hear that?
In the distance?
The angelic voices?
It's growing.
Manchester United is back.
Woo!
Champions League this Wednesday against Young Boys at the Stade de Suisse Wankdorf, 12 p.m. Pacific, and we are facing off first game this season in the Champions League. Couldn't be more excited, sir. Manchester United, European Knights.
Young Boys, bro. Let's show them how young they are, sir. It's time to put them to the sword, sir.
Kill the boy, Jon Snow. A little info on Young Boys of Bern. They're a Swiss sports club, and they're based in the capital city, Bern of Switzerland, founded in 1898. They've actually won 12 Swiss League championships, including the 2017-18 championship in the Swiss League, and that was their first in 32 years.
Wow.
This is also their first time they've ever qualified for the Champions League group stage, and they did that by defeating Dynamo Zagreb with a 3-2 aggregate score in the playoff round. So we are facing off Young Boys. Tee them up. Easy as you like. Never been under the lights in Europe.
We got a first-timer over here. Dude, let's just introduce them to what Champions League is all about.
5-0, 6-0, 7-0, 8-0.
By bringing the three-time winner of the European Cup, Manchester United, one of the most storied clubs in Europe. Let's just beat the fuck out of this. Because they're going to be bumping, dude. Bern's going to be ripping. This is the biggest thing to happen in Bern in 100 years. So.
Yeah, 30,000-plus seat stadium. Switzerland, it's a great country. You know, it's not going to be they're high class. The fans aren't going to be lighting flares, you know,
they
like
might
Eastern
be,
Europe.
They
it's
might
not going to be too crazy.
No,
but,
I mean, it's not going to be like playing the Ukraine, but they're going to be fired up because Bern, they ain't got much going on. Young Boys, this is a big deal.
This is a must win, though. If you look at our Champions League group.
Oh, for us, yeah.
Right? We have Valencia, we have Juve, and we have Young Boys, and we need to win both games against Young Boys. So it's also a blessing and a curse that our first match is against them. So this is really a must win in our Champions League group because you have to think we're going to be dropping points away at Valencia and Juve. And it's like you said, it's a competitive group and this is the easy team. So we need 3 points. Another must win. Cup competitions where Jose shines. Usually, will he come out defensively and burn? I hope not.
I don't think so. Burn is not, they're not playing Valencia and they're not playing Juve. I think he's going to go for a win. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a win. Certainly.
All right. Lineup, sir. What do you think? Any changes to what we saw at Watford? Anyone coming in?
So I got some changes. I got a few changes, actually.
4-3-3 you're going
I'm still sticking with the 4-3-3, but I'm thinking, who else? Dave Save. Who else would it be? In net, I think it's going to be Valencia, but there's a chance that it might be DeLo. He might get his first game, so I'm going to
give
it
a punt. Maybe a sub.
Yeah. So maybe do Valencia at right back, Smalling as your center back on the right side. Eric Bailly, I think he's ready for a start. Put him on the left side. Shaw's back. My head is fine. Put him in at left back. Then we're going to have that midfield of Paul Pogba, a Mr. Freddy Adu. No, just kidding. Our boy Fred Rodriguez from Brazil and Nemanja Matic. Who else? Because usually I don't think he'd be playing this close to well, he probably would be. But he's going to play because he's not going to play on the weekend. So he's definitely going to play against Young Boys. And then I think up front, is Rashford available with his red, or is that just for England?
Yeah, of course he's available, yeah.
So I think you're going to see Rashford and Lukaku and maybe like, oh, and Sanchez. So there you go. That's my 4-3-3.
Oh, and Sanchez.
Who else?
I'm going to stick with the same 4-3-3. I'm going to go De Gea. I'm going to say same back four, Valencia, Smalling, Lindelof, Ashley Young.
Wow.
I'm going to say Fred, Fellaini, Matic, benching Paul P. here. Give him a rest. Give him a rest.
Sure.
And then I definitely, Rashford's coming in, of course. Maybe Rashford could come in for Big Luke. You know, you got to start resting players as well. But I'm going to say Rashford, Lukaku, Sanchez up top. You could probably slate me for dropping Paul Pogba. It'd probably be Fred, Matic, and Pogba in the midfield. You could also, Herrera might come in. I think there should be some rotation. We shouldn't be too afraid of Young Boys here. So
we only have 2 days off between Wednesday and Saturday. So I think there's definitely going to be some rotations there.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Maybe Pogba will get rested. I don't know if anyone has a knock. These are things we don't know. So
two players are already unavailable for Saturday. right? Rashford can't play and Matic can't play, so I would figure both would play.
Yeah, I liked Dalot coming in as well. Score, sir, what do you think?
Score, I'm going to call it 3-0 United. Hat-trick from Lukaku.
Hat-trick for Big Luke. I'm going to say 4-1, Rashford gets a brace, Lukaku gets a brace.
Love it.
Sharing is caring at Manchester United. United in the news. We got some updates for you here on the squad. Manchester United's David De Gea is the Messi of goalkeeping, says Ben Foster. Who cares what Ben Foster says? He's got some superlatives for David De Gea after watching his performance on the other side of the pitch. What is amazing, and they said it on the commentary, is how consistent he is at making those saves. Unfortunately for us, our defense allows all these amazing chances, but De Gea gets a lot of practice. But it's his positioning that makes it look so easy to save that header in the 94th minute against Watford.
He knows where to be. He knows where his feet should be. He's always moving.
Reaction saves.
He's the best
unmatched.
In the world of that. He's the best in the world of that.
I think he's the best in the world, period. I mean, where's Neuer? Where's Neuer at?
Who?
Exactly. Dave saves, best in the world, mate. Bumper deal. Now, there's a lot coming out early in the season, a lot of smoke around De Gea's new deal, and that went flat. So, as a fan, you got to think, on the radar, this De Gea deal has got to be big money. Oh. I think it has to blow any goalkeeping deal out of the water. Look at the valuations in the market. We need to lock up De Gea long term. There's no more important player on our team. I would say maybe Lukaku is getting there, but David De Gea, number one. He should maybe not the most paid, but top five, top four.
No, he should be the top three player, paid player, right? Him, Sanchez, Pogba.
I would say
not
Lukaku.
In that order.
I would say like, Lukaku. Pogba's going to be the most paid player. He's going to be at Barcelona, maybe.
Could be. But I'll pay Lukaku. I'll pay Pogba. Keep him around, but keep this guy around more so than anybody because you should make him the best paid goalkeeper in the world. Certainly the best paid goalkeeper in the Premier League. Where that fits in our hierarchy in terms of payouts, whatever. But just pay him whatever he wants because he's our Messi, right? He's our best player on the field week in, week
out.
And
what's funny is he doesn't really year in, year out. What's funny is he doesn't really step up for Spain. He had a bunch of errors for Spain, which is weird,
but
very uncharacteristic. Yeah. But two errors, human. Eric Bailly considered quitting Manchester United with Arsenal interest in mind. Per the Metro, take it for a grain of salt. I didn't even see this come across a ticker, sir. Must have pulled this off of the back page,
sir. I saw a bit of this, sir. This wasn't just the Metro. It was corroborated by the
but
Metro.
He's injured. He has terrible injury problems.
I know.
Right?
He might be looking for a new contract, sir. Something's going on, though. Ain't coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, this agent stuff's got to stop.
Fucking agents.
Next article: Jose Mourinho wants to keep Ander Herrera and Juan Mata, even if they're not playing a lot, not starting any matches. By the personality and character point of view, what they represent in modern society and football, they're almost unique pieces. I don't want to lose. That's Jose Mourinho. You heard it via Simon Stone on Twitter. So
tier one stuff right there.
I'd like to see them featuring a little more, but given how we started, we don't really have a lot of rotation in the team, right? If we only have 6 points from 4 games, it's not a lot of wiggle room. You got to be playing what works day in, day out. And obviously with Champions League and more cup competitions coming up, we're going to see Mata Herrera feature more.
We are. And I think you might even see Mata on Wednesday, now that I think about it. So,
yeah, on the right wing.
Yeah, he definitely could. So, and they're good players, bro. And you know what? Mourinho knows what it takes to win stuff. He's won quite a bit of it. And it takes the dressing room, right? You need everybody coming together as a team. You need positive influence. You need people pushing everyone else. You need young people stepping up. You need older people mentoring the young. And he knows that Ander Herrera and Mata got that. And that's the reason that certain people have been trying to be pushed out. Whether or not the board agrees with that, it's been... Mourinho knows what he wants in a footballer, and Herrera and Mata got it. Dude, those Spanish,
yeah, Mata will play that preseason.
They run strong.
They're big preseason players for United. Next article: Jamie Carragher. I don't want Marcus Rashford to become another Danny Welbeck for the BBC. How dare you, Jamie Carragher?
Shots fired.
This is fake news. Mourinho came out with some big stats and dispelled all these English pundits coming out and saying Rashford's so great for England, he needs to leave United to get playing time. And Mourinho went through the stats. And I want to say he has...
more minutes than anybody, right?
Almost more minutes than anyone. It was pretty amazing to see how many EPL matches he had featured for United, how many minutes he did play for the team. I do think it's a bunch of fake news. Now, you could argue where he plays at United is different than where he plays on England. right? And maybe Jose, who's at the England match, should be taking some tips and playing him through the center a little more with Big Luke, right?
Dude, and that's just that's a new phenomenon. It wasn't like Southgate was playing a front two of him and Kane during the World Cup. It's like all of a sudden he played him up front with Kane and he looked lights out. Well, he hasn't played up front with United because we have Sanchez and Lukaku. And also, what the fuck does Jamie Carragher know? Dude, Danny Welbeck won two Premier Leagues.
This guy spits Jamie, on fans,
you spit
bro.
On little girls, bro. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, hey. Well, next article, Jose Mourinho on Paul Pogba. This is via Simon Stone at the BBC. Quote,
night.
Paul came back from the World Cup. We are together for 2 months or so. He never told me he wants to leave. Never. I can only comment on what is real for me, not what I read, not what I listen. Now, this is a bunch of riffraff because Jose Mourinho has read in the press what Pogba's been saying, and Pogba's agent's been saying that Barcelona are interested, trying to force a move. So he's more than aware about what Paul Pogba was doing in the press, and I don't think they really speak much either. I would actually say
that.
They don't really.
You don't know that at all.
You think they're going out for tea? Every
that's
day,
not, that's different.
Those two,
that's different.
I don't think
going out for tea, having a relationship outside of football is one thing, but I think he talks to his like one of his top three most important players. Yeah, they talk, dude. We don't know. He's not training by himself yet, right? Like,
No. I just if you think about the training ground dynamics, it's not like Jose Mourinho goes to training and he's having a sit down conversation with all the players. They come in, they train. He like watches them. It's not like he's pulling Paul aside and they're like chatting about like the weather. It's really a professional environment. Him and Pogba probably, they don't need to have a lot of interaction. That's also part of it, dude. It's like what happens on the pitch is more evident than anything that is in the press. And Jose Mourinho has a football relationship with him, which necessarily isn't a let's discuss if you're going to leave or not relationship. That's more with Ed Woodward and his agent, Mourinho. He's not going to say it to Mourinho if he wanted it.
Well, he should. He said, I'm unhappy playing here.
Yeah, Mourinho's playing coy. You know, it's...
But he probably hasn't said anything. You think he said to him, I want to leave, I'm unhappy here?
Yeah, but you think when...
Ronaldo said to Fergie, I'm unhappy here, I want to leave. He didn't go to the board, right?
No, but it would be your agent would be the one who would be talking to the footballing operation, like Woodward, to see if he wanted a new deal, to see if he wanted to leave. All right, Raiola's in the press saying Barcelona wants Pogba.
Yeah, he's being told by Pogba to say, drum some drama, I want to get the fuck out of here.
So... In the modern game, I think the player doesn't do the talking. I think the agent does the talking, right?
Well, I agree.
To the press and
I agree,
to,
but Pogba tells him what to say.
His agent.
He does. He wouldn't be drumming up all this noise if he didn't want to leave.
No, exactly. But my point is, Pogba would never go to Mourinho and say it, right?
See, I don't know if that's true. I think he might. If he actually really... If he was a man about it, he would. I think Ronaldo... Everyone knew he wanted to leave... Fergie, I'm just using
that
precedent.
Was a little unique. He had a relationship with Ferguson. I know they like I really know. Got
came
along.
Up young,
they won all this stuff. This is more of like I think this is a coy comment because I don't think Mourinho at the end. So when Mourinho told the board he wanted to sell Pogba, do you think he told that to Pogba? No, I think they do it backdoor through Ed Woodward. I think the transfer doesn't go from manager to player. I think that's only football. If I were to say, I don't think they have that good of a relationship in the
fair
first.
Enough,
but
fair
if
enough,
you like the
enough.
Manager. You know, then you'll go give him a hug, be like, hey, I really want to go. You know, we'll see. All right, fan question, Steve from San Jose, California. What are the chances we ever see Alexis at the level he was during Arsenal? Remind you, 30-plus goals.
Bagging him in, dude, by the truckload. He was scoring from everywhere. Unbelievable goals, too, right?
I do not think we'll see a 30-goal season from Sanchez at Manchester United.
0% chance.
I think he can get in form. It's more of an orchestra at Manchester United. There's more all-stars. We play a different style. I can see Sanchez getting high teens.
I just hit a level. So if he's scoring, you know.
I can see him coming off in high teens, him and Lukaku having a great partnership. Rashford on the right, Sanchez on the left, Lukaku down the middle, Lukaku bagging the most, and then kind of Sanchez and Rashford supporting cast. A lot of assists as well. I can see him getting more assists, but he hasn't hit his stride, and just because he's not on the stat sheet doesn't mean he's not putting in a shift and doesn't make a difference. He looked dangerous at Watford, not so much in the second half, but again, I think he's a big player for United, and we shouldn't underestimate the difference he makes.
Yeah, I agree. You did caveat it well. Don't think he's going to ever score 30 goals against United. That doesn't mean he's not going to get to the level that he was at Arsenal when he was scoring 30 goals. But that being said, need more of those goals to come good. You need more of his chances to come good. But he's certainly not a throwaway, bro. He's got a lot to give. He gives a lot of heart every time, and he has a lot of good passing, a lot of good trickery in him. I think it will come good. I think he still needs a little bit more time.
We both would have said he would have scored way more goals.
Of course he would have.
In the first 8 months with the team. We would have said he would have
over
scored 10
yeah,
last
easy.
Season alone. I mean, this season I probably put him at 15, and he is just not coming off for him. I think it takes time. You know, this team building takes time. You're not going to get it overnight. And when I see him and Lukaku up front, those two players together look the most dangerous going forward.
Without a doubt.
United
Without a doubt.
Up.
And he's a foreign player, dude, just like Wayne Rooney used to be. Remember, like, he'd go for patches months at a time without scoring for Arsenal, and then he'd get a hat trick and go on a run. So I think he needs a big game. A great game against Young Boys would be a good way to do it. Just go tear apart, a not-so-great Swiss team. Go get a hat trick. Go get a brace. He needs those goals for his confidence. You can tell he needs a goal.
Fine fondue and burn, right? So we're going to be recapping the Champions League match with Young Boys probably Thursday or Friday, dropping a new pod, and then previewing Wolves on Saturday. And as always,
kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.